It is 6 o'clock, and we are going to start again from Amar Rav Nachman, which is on Chav Beis Amar Aleph. Move up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines before the Mishnah. Amar Rav Nachman, Gerim, Hayav Asma Yadon, Nebu Bemilsa. Since we discussed Gerim as far as Shnias are concerned, whether a Ger who's married to one of his relatives who is a Shnia, or wants to get married to one of his relatives of Shnia, do we allow it, right, one of his previous relatives of a Shnia? So we said not. So Reb Nachman said, since we're talking about Gerim, I will say halacha. Achim min ha'em lo yi'idu. V'me'idu edus en edus. Maternal brothers should not say testimony to each other, l'chatchila. But if they do, it's an edus. Again, halachically speaking, they're not related. So the psul of relatives doesn't pertain to them. But l'chatchila they shouldn't, because the bottom line is, by a guy, maternal relatives are more strong, because by a paternal relative, the pasuk says, Zermat susim zermasam. Now, Rashi seems to indicate that part of it is that we don't have 100% guarantee who the father is. That's part of the reason that Zermat susim zermasam, because we are cheshed that Geisha women do not necessarily only live with their husbands, and therefore we don't know for sure who the father is, even though Rashi says that at one point, but at the other point he just says it's Gzeres HaKatuv. So I'm not sure 100% how to learn the Rashi. Zok Rashi, let's do it again. Zok Rashi, Lo Yidu L'Chatchila. Now here Rashi speaks out. The Kurvis Eim B'Gerim Kurvihi. The relationship, the maternal relationships of a ger is more of a relationship. The Vadai Imayi, because she's for sure his mother. The Midway Dusanadis, the Kakatan Shanaila Dummy. Midu Lechatchila. The Rabchmana Avkar Lezera Mitzri. The Torah makes Hefkar the seed of a Mitzri. The Siv Zermas Susim Zermasam. Their seeds is the seed of a horse. Tokil Kurvas Av, Eina Kurva. So here Rashi seems to say it's not because we don't know who the father is, but because we doesn't make a difference. Before, Rashi seemed to stress the fact that a mother we know for sure and a father we don't. Later on, Rashi says it a number of times, that by a guy we don't know for sure who his father is. So I'm wondering if Rashi here is just saying that the Torah was mafkrit because we have no guarantee that this is who he is supposed to be. I don't know. I hear what you're saying. I don't know. A Memer says, no, we let brothers, maternal brothers testify. They're not related. Halachically speaking, they're not related. Mashna Marayas, I by Arayas, we don't let a guy be married to his erva, to his previous erva. We don't let a guy marry his sister. The answer is, erva lakol masura. Erva is given over to everybody. And if we let Gerim live with their previous Ervas, Yisraelim will also start doing Ervas. Because in people's minds, this is his sister. He's living with his sister and nobody's saying anything. So it weakens the Isra of Erva vis-a-vis Yisraelim as well. Okay, I just finished this line. Edus Bezin Mesura. Edus is a Bezin issue. If a person comes in to testify about his maternal brother, Bezin will check to see if he's a ger, are you related, are you not related. They're not going to make the mistake and say, since gerim are allowed to testify for their maternal brothers, so are Yisraelim. The ger shen is gar, you got in shenela dummy. And the bottom line is, they're not related. Yes, Avram, what's your question?
The Moshe of Arias is from living with them or testimony?
No, Arias means not testimony. Arias means a ger cannot marry his previous erva. A ger cannot marry a sister.
Even
a shnia? Shnia is allowed to, but not an erva. We didn't take it as far as shnia.
No, he says reasons because they're going to say they became Jewish.
So therefore, they asked an erva. But the bottom line is they asked it. Oh, that's Tyson's discussion. Very good. But you just asked the Tyson's discussion. Let's do Rashi. Then we'll get to that question.
Why is it more testimony than brackets?
Ooh.
Why should they arise?
Why is testimony different than Arias? mean, you're asking a kashan article.
No, that's not what I meant, Rebbe, at all. I didn't even think that. I'm saying, the question is, testimony to actual...
Why, by Arias, do we not let a ger marry his previous erva? And by Edus, Quintan Meymar, we let him testify about his previous relationship. I mean, relative, not relationship. We let him testify for his relative. If you're afraid that it'll weaken Arias, why aren't you afraid it'll weaken Hilchas Edus? And the answer is because Bethan's in charge of Edus, and Arias is, everybody does their own thing. Rashi. Don't you Rashi? Maishno Edus Marayas. Amr l'kama b'perik nais, and Ger shrei nasa achleitzi menehem yaitzi. Ger is married to a maternal relative, we make him divorce her. L'kol mesura hakol naisim nashim. Everybody married. Tilka kisharis l'kumo. If you let the ger keep his erva, asin amri l'mishir erva b'yisrael. The kula amr lo yadi, the time of the ger, b'shu d'kut and shenel l'dami. Not everybody knows that a ger is different because he has no relatives. The bezim mesura, b'inami machshiris edus, achim gerim, l'yasi l'achshura achim yisrael. You will not extend it to Yisroel. The Bethan Yadi, the Gershon, is Gaia, can cut in Chanel Adami. Prektisis, Dr. Harris's question. Why did they ask Arias? We seem to be having two reasons here. The beginning we said that they shouldn't say Bona Mekdusha Chamur L'Kdusha Kala. That we don't want the impression that Judaism is more lenient than being a guy. Because as a guy, he wasn't allowed to marry this Erva. And now when he comes to being Jewish, he could. That's why we said Arias Arasa. And now we seem to be saying that the reason we asked an Arias is we don't want to weaken the institution of Arias by Yisraelim. That's Tysus Iskasha. So Tysus answers. This is Tysus Iskasha. I'm sorry? The Erva Lakol Masura. So Tysus' answer that you need both. That one is talking about by paternal relatives. By paternal relatives, they were not afraid that people will weaken the institution of Arias. Because they realized that by a guy, his paternal relatives, and maybe not his relatives, because guys don't have that same loyalty to their wives don't have that same loyalty to them, and there's a good chance it's not his paternal relative. So if you see a guy marrying his paternal sister, you shrug your shoulders and you say, it's probably not his sister. So therefore we need the Svarav Shlayayim Abanam Kedusha Chamur L'Kedusha Kala. That we don't want to marry because people will say that you're coming to a different one. Masha'en came by maternal relatives. Some of them aren't usher as a guy. There are less maternal relatives usher as a guy than paternal. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, when it lists the Arias of a guy, a lot of them are more a father's wife, a father's sister. Those are Aser. On the mother's side, those are not Aser. So therefore, by there, it's not a question of they'll say Mikdusha Chamur or Mikdusha Kala because they were allowed to marry those women as Goyim also. But over there, it's afraid you'll weaken the institution of Arias. So one is talking about those Arabs that were Aser as a Goyim, but they're paternal. When you come to Judaism, people are not going to weaken the institution of Arias. They'll shrug their shoulders and say they're really not related. Whereas maternal relatives. I'm sorry?
The Goyim is still worried about the excuse of the Goyim going to think it's.
The Goyim will say that it's you're better off as a Jew. Whereas maternal relatives, that Svara doesn't exist because it was Mutter as a guy. But we don't want to marry them because it'll weaken the institution of Arias by Yidden. Because Lamaita, it's a definite sister, right? And he's marrying her. So it'll weaken that Isser. That's what Tysus speaks out, why we need both reasons. Yes?
On the other point where we're talking about Beis Din versus Klal Yisrael, why aren't we mentioning the Tzadik Kedushin here?
The Tzadik Kedushin is not a halach in Shulchan Aruch.
Okay.
I mean, it is, I'm sorry, take it back. It is halach in Shulchan Aruch. It's not halach in the Gemara.
Yeah.
People can get married without a rabbi. We don't do it.
Right.
But people, 10 people, in a, not even 10, 2 people in a room, and a boy and a girl, and they can make kedushin, they can get married. We want a minyan, we want a... Oh, but halachically, it's a valid kedushin.
Even today.
Yeah. Again, it's not the way we prefer it to be done, but it's a valid kedusha. All you need is 2 Adam. So therefore, that's not a.
According to
Keith
Chavez, it's all cases, right?
I don't know what that means.
It's everything he does, right? Any more welcome.
I lost you.
Again, according to Keith Chavez,
it's Chaim Misa.
Keith Chavez, right?
He's not Mechal.
He has to be Mechal Chavez one way. That's one of the ways. You know that famous joke? The guy who was keeping Shabbos, he's not allowed to keep Shabbos. He said he's carrying. They said there's an Erev. He said he doesn't hold an Erev.
Chaya Musa for Shabbos, right?
Right.
Okay. Oh, okay. I was thinking about it. It's similar law.
I have no idea. Please excuse me. I have zero idea where you're headed here.
Shabbos, right?
You didn't have to keep Shabbos, and Gaim aren't allowed to keep Shabbos, correct?
But the Shabbos related, right?
I don't know what that means.
If a Yid, Lil Savaru is a lob, right?
Or a Misa.
But it could be a lob, right?
What?
Is it a Machlokas?
It's a Machlokas. So what does it got to do with this?
No, I'm just saying that sometimes a Goy has a more Hummer dick than.
Yeah, it's kind of true. But that's not, we're worried about it by riots. It shouldn't be the
Kedusha
of the Moral
Kedusha. In general, the quality doesn't work all the time.
True. Gaim aren't allowed to learn Tyra, and Yidden are allowed to learn Tyra. No, it's Chayav Misa, a guy learns Tyra. Chayav Misa B'nei Shemayim. Unless he's learning the halachas of his Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Nayach.
He's Chayav Misa learning Tyra?
Yeah.
I mean, yourself,
what? That depends what it exactly means. You know, I mean, he can work on his efforts if that's what you want to know. The Mishnah Baita. Misha Eshler Ach Mikom Akum Zaykik Es Akum Liyibum. The Gemara is going to explain what this means. If he has any kind of brother, and the Gemara is going to explain what that means, he makes that brother, forces the brother's wife to Yibum, meaning Reuben. I'm sorry, all Jews. We're finished with Gerim. The Mishnah never talked about Gerim, right? Now, what this Mishnah is saying is as follows. Reuben has any kind of brother, and Reuben dies without children, that any kind of brother will figure out what the word any kind means. Obligates Reuben's wife to either get Yibum or Chalitza. The Akavu Lecholdavar, and that any kind of brother is considered a complete brother. Chutz, Mimishi Yeshle Achmin Hashim Chamer Venis Kechavim. Unless the mother of Shimon was a Shiksa or a Shivcha, so then they're not related to Reuven. So if Reuven's father, yes, Reuven is a Jew, and then married lived with a guy and had a boy, even though it's Reuven's paternal brother, it's not related to him. He's Jewish, and Shimon is not. So therefore, if Reuven dies without children, there would be no mitzvah of Yibum Mechalitza, because Shimon is not his brother. If Shimon's mother is a non-Jew, or a Shivcha Kenanis. Now, I want to stress this, because it's going to come up a few times. Shivcha Kenanis is 100% Jewish for most things. A Shivcha Kenanis, we will elaborate on this in the fourth parak, but simply put, willingly accepts upon herself all the mitzvahs of a Jewish lady. She's on a slave market. Somebody kidnapped her somewhere and put her on a slave market. And here comes this Jewish man and wants to buy her as a shivcha. He needs a maid service in his house. And I'm not talking now about the positives and negatives of slavery. I'm not getting involved. This is the reality. Now, he buys this lady, and he says to her, listen, lady, we are Jewish. In order to stay in my house as a shivcha, you would have to accept upon yourself to keep all the mitzvahs of a Jewish lady. But you will not be a Jewish woman, because you're a Shivcha Knanis, you won't be able to marry a Jewish man. But you're Chayiv in Shabbos, and in Kashrus, and in Taras HaMishpacha. Everything a Jewish lady is Chayiv in, this lady would be Chayiv in. Totally. And she has to willingly accept and go to the mikvah, and Toivu L'Shem Geirus Shivcha Knanis. That's what she has to do. She's Jewish besides the fact that she's not 100% Jewish. She can't marry a Jewish man. It's a gerus. It's a form of geirus. But instead of being a geir, again, I'm being very careful. He's not goyish. She's not Jewish.
He's born a Jewish woman?
He's a guy lady that was kidnapped in Africa or in Asia or in South America and put on the slave market. And a Jewish man's coming to buy her. She's a guy. She's not Jewish. To become a Shivcha Knanis, she has to become a woman who accepts upon herself all the mitzvahs of a woman. And she goes to the mikvah, and she accepts it upon herself, like a woman would do for Geirus. Except that she doesn't have the option of Geirus, because she's owned by somebody, and therefore her option is to become a Shivcha Knanis. She can't marry a Jewish woman, a Jewish man. Her kids will be Avodim Knanim, who will have to keep all the mitzvahs of the Torah that a woman has to keep. They'll be butter from Shifer and Sukkah and Lulav, like a woman. We learned it out. And they're going to be, are they completely Jewish? No. But they're more Jewish than not Jewish.
If he frees her, then she becomes Jewish?
Then she only option is to become Jewish. And is it Machlokes Rishonim that she have to go to the mikvah again? According to some Rishonim, she already went to the mikvah. According to other Rishonim, she has to retitle again.
She become a Eved Ivri?
No. Only if he wants her to. You have to understand, the Shivcha Knanis is forever. And you own her children. And Amavriya is only till 12. 203. There is no Jewish woman servant owned after 12 years old. And by a man, it's a 6-year thing. When you go buy a geisha eved, you want an eved forever. And his children, and his grandchildren, and his great-grandchildren.
I'm sorry, Rabbi Sagan. If somebody says she can be freed and become totally Jewish?
If she becomes freed, she has to become totally Jewish. She has no other option. She already was mekabel mitzvahs. It's like a ger, can't go backwards. She can't go backwards either, she can only go forwards. Forwards is to become a complete Jewish lady, who can now marry a Jewish man, whose children are now Jewish instead of Avodim Knanim. Now, the Torah said, 1 minute here, the Torah said, if the Shivcha Knanis bears a child, no matter who the father is, that child is not Jewish 100%, he's an Eved. He's not related to his Jewish brother. So if somebody goes and lives with two women, one is Jewish and one is a Shivcha, has two children who are paternal brothers, they're not related. One is a Jew and one is an Eved Kanani. He's not a guy, but he's not a Jew. He's an Eved Kanani. He's somewhere in between. More Jewish than not Jewish. He keeps all the mitzvahs. But he's not a Jew. And therefore he's not related to his brother. Just like, similar, but not exactly similar, to when the mother is a guy. Somebody lives with two women, one Jewish and one non-Jewish, and he has two boys. They're not related. One is a Jewish boy and one is a non-Jewish boy.
Is there a Bechor?
I don't know what that means. If it's a guy, no. How can it be a Bechor? Not related to his father.
If the Shivcha had...
If Judah lives with a guy, guy is a lady, the child is not related to his father, nor to his brother, nor to anybody. He's a guy.
No, but the Shivcha...
Goyim aren't related to Jews.
The Shivcha is not related. Is that what you just said?
The Shivcha is a maidservant.
So
he bears
a
child to a Jew.
Or his Jewish wife has a child. The second child from the Jewish wife is the Bechor?
I have no idea. My guess is yes, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. Yes, sir. So now that's going to be a whole sugya at the end of the Yavamas, at the end of the fourth parak. What if you buy an Eved Kanani, who's the same thing, by the way? You go into the slave market, and you buy yourself an Eved Kanani. The same thing has to happen. He has to be with Kabbal mitzvahs, he has to have Mila, and Tvila, and Kabbalah mitzvahs, and he becomes completely Jewish, except he's not chayven mitzvahs that a woman is not chayven, and he can't marry a Jewish woman. But he has to willingly accept it. What if he doesn't want to willingly accept it? There's a whole sugya at the end of the fourth parak. And we will talk about it when we get there. Usually I cheat and say what it says there, but it's a whole machlokes tanoim. You're right. He has to willingly accept it. If he's not, he's not an Eved Kanani. You own him, but he's not an Eved Kanani. He's a guy. A guy that you own. Eved Kanani is not a guy. Eved Kenani has to keep kosher. Eved Kenani has to keep Shabbos. Eved Kenani has to daven. Eved Kenani, he's not chayiv in Krishma because a woman is not chayiv in Krishma. And Eved Kenani is only chayiv in mitzvahs that a woman is chayiv in. Learned out from Pesukim. A Shivcha Kenanis is the same as a woman because she's a woman anyway. Except that she can't marry a Jewish man. She has to wear a shekel. She's chayiv in every woman and mitzvah that a woman is chayiv in. She has to keep Taharas and Mishpacha. She has to keep Shabbos. She has to keep kosher. Everything that a woman's chayiv in. She can marry an Eved Kenani if the only one she's allowed to marry, but her children won't belong to her, meaning they belong to their owner.
The other one is not allowed to be her wife?
Absolutely. Well, you have to free her first. Not allowed to live with the Shivcha Kenanis. It's a lot. And the Kedushin won't work. He's not eligible for Kedushin. Just like a Geisha lady is not eligible for Kedushin. And when she lives with an Eved Kenani, they don't have Kedushin. It's not a formal marriage. It's living together. That's why the Gemara says it a number of times that Avadim, in a certain way, love their status of Avadim. They're not tied to one woman. They're not married. They have no marital obligations.
There's no riot between
them? No, right. Well, the relatives, but that no HFS. So that's right. The Gemara says that's why Avadim like the life, because it's all open. They're not bound in any way. The women aren't bound. But that's a big shayla and mishaynim. Does an Eved have the arayas of a guy? But we're not going to get involved in that now.
So Rabbi, who is...
Sorry?
Who is this brother? Who is the son of the Shivcha? Who is his father?
Okay, so let's say Mr. Reuven decides to have a relationship with a Jewish woman and with a Geisha woman. Or a Jewish woman and a Shivcha Kenanis. And he bears two children.
So this is the half-brother of Reuven's relationship with his actual Jewish wife. The son is born and has these obligations, you say, because of what his mother has done before he was born. She has accepted this upon herself, or she was taken, or whatever it is, to the consequence of her being in this Jewish household is that her son now has obligations that are somewhere between being a Jew and being a goy. He has certain obligations. And the question the Mishnah is asking is he bound by anything biblically? I don't even understand the question. Why would we think that he...
Mishnah is not dealing with this. I was giving an introduction. The Mishnah is dealing with one issue. Reuven's Jewish son died without children. Does his wife need Yibum or Chalitza from her husband's half-brother?
I understand that. I don't understand why this is a question. He's not. Why would a is the question whether this guy who is not fully Jewish is subject is obligated in Yibum as part of his status as a slave?
As his status as a half brother.
Yeah, but
they're paternal brothers. Biologically,
but
that's what the Mishnah says. So this is where the Mishnah is out. This is what you know as a fact. This is where the Mishnah is saying that even though there are biological brothers, but since one is Jewish and one is not, there's no evil. That's exactly what the Mishnah is saying.
So the Mishnah's question is, since the biblical mitzvah is for brother, paternal brother, and this is a paternal brother in some sense, is he obligated in Yibum? I don't know why this strikes me as
or chalitza.
I know. I understand. But just one more question. We know that he's subject to the seven Noahide laws. Is he biblically obligated in these other requirements?
What? The one born from a Shivcha? Subject for a lot more than that. The one born from a Shivcha is an Eved Kenani. He's chayav in Shabbos and in Kashrus all the mitzvahs that a lady has to keep.
Is he moiled?
Yeah, he has to have bris milah. Correct.
Why isn't it considered a lot?
There's two ladies mentioned in our Mishnah. When the mother is non-Jewish, or the mother is a shivcha. And the Mishnah is saying that the brothers, even though they're biological brothers, there's no mitzvah of Yibum Chalitza, because halachically speaking, they're unrelated to each other. One is Jewish, and one is a non-Jew. Either a guy, or an Eved. Either one, not completely Jewish. That's what the Mishnah is telling me. I'm sorry, Clay, what was your question?
Why isn't this the other guy Lavin that we of marriages that we had before?
Here it's worse. Because they're not related. They're not brothers. Meaning, they're biological brothers, but they're not halachic brothers.
Why do we even need to? Why don't you just learn it out from a kalafuma?
I lost you.
Why do we need
this is biblical. There's no mitzvah of Yibum. There's nothing to do with rabbinic. Chaim Lavin was a rabbanon. This is saying they're not brothers. They don't inherit each other. They have no halacha of brothers. What the Mishnah here is saying is, a person can have a brother, and we're going to see in the Gemara what this means, that in certain ways, it shouldn't be a brother, but he is a brother. And then a person can have a brother that's not a brother. And the Mishnah is saying, it depends who the mom is. If the mom is Jewish, then they're brothers. And if the mom is not Jewish, they're not brothers. That's what the Mishnah is saying. I just gave an introduction to understand the difference between a guy and a shifcha kananis. That's all. It was just to give a background information.
From this, I mean, it seemed like maternal brothers have to leave.
No.
That, you know, that's not true.
No, it's only paternal brothers.
So what, this is except for
If somebody marries two Jewish women and has brothers, they are brothers. Because the mothers are both Jewish. So they're both in the same faith, and they are paternal brothers. So there's a mitzvah of Yibum. Here, they are paternal brothers, but they're from different faiths.
A brother of any kind, meaning if you have two brothers from the same mother.
See, that's not what it means. It means a paternal brother of any kind. Well, that's what we learned out earlier, that Yibum is only by paternal brothers. That didn't change.
And I think, didn't we say more over there said that everyone knows? Is that one of the things that everyone knows?
That was one of the things we wanted to say. Everyone knows we fell off that terrace. Don't think of my advice. Mishi Ashley Ben Mikomok. Anybody that has any other kind of son, and we'll see what that means. Piteracious of him in Ayibu. So if Reuven has a son, regardless of how the son is, then the Gemara is going to say what that means. His mother doesn't need Yibu. His father left over a son. Chutz. The Chayim HaMalkasa V'Akalosai. And that son, if he would hit his father, would be Chayim for hitting him, Misa, or for cursing him. U'b'noi l'chol dover. He inherits him. Chut min yesh ha'benem and ha'shivcha min ha'benes g'chadim. If somebody has a son from a guy or from a shivcha, it's not his son. They don't inherit him. They don't potter his wife from Yibum. He had a biological son. It's not his son. The stress of this Mishnah is, all kinds of brothers, paternal or brothers, all kinds of sons are sons, and what that means the Gemara is going to explain. So I can cheat. The Gemara is going to say if somebody has a brother who's a mamzer, tell his brother. If he has a son who's a mamzer, tell his son. Person lives with their sister and has a son. The kid's a mamzer. But that person's wife won't need Yibum. The husband left over a child. That child is 100% child. He's a mamzer. What?
He gets Yerusha.
He is the son. He's a biological son who's Jewish. There's something wrong with him, but that doesn't affect his status as son. And it doesn't affect his status as brother. Because they're both Jewish and they're paternal brothers. However, if the mother is a shivcho or a guy, then the son is not a son and the brother is not a brother. Everything. A mamzer is 100% Jewish. There's a shaila whether he's chayiv and pruervu. Pashtas not. Because we don't want to increase mamzerim in the world. So he might not be chayiv to have children. The Gemara says to Mishnah Horias that if you have a chance to save a mamzer tam achachem or a kayin gadol amaretz, You must have to save the Mamzer Talmud Chacham first. He's a higher status. Mamzer is 100% Jewish. He can get Shlishi.
He pays enough. In case by the sister not falling because they're not married.
Okay. The question is like this. Reuven... I know exactly what I said. Reuven had a child from his sister.
Right.
He also married a woman and died without any children besides his mom's child.
Oh, I know. But Rebbe said another wife?
And therefore, the question is, does that wife fall evil?
Okay,
and the answer is no, because her husband had a child, albeit that that child was a mamzer. Rashi. Alchemy called Malkin Bekamara Mefarish. Alchemy called Dover Mefarish Bekamara. Shibcha Vevenes Kachavim Blood, Kamaya Basra also goes by her, Kadiyala Bekamara. Amakasa Bakalavasim Hikai Kilulas Abib. If the mamzer child would hit or curse his father, Chai Misa. It's his father. What does that mean, brother Mikol Malkin? I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Lasuya Mamzer. His brother's a mamzer. Means the person's father had two children. One legitimate, and one was a product of an illegitimate union. And now, they're brothers. One is kosher, and one is a mamzer. And the kosher one dies. The wife needs yibum. She can't have yibum because he's a mamzer. So she'll have to have chalitza. It's chai v'lad. Why would I think differently? It's a brother. Maybe we should learn that Xeris Shavu from Bnei Yaakov. Malahalin Sherim v'loit Sulim. Avkan, Sherim v'loit Sulim. Just like by Bnei Yaakov, it was kosher brothers. So maybe the halacha should tell us that Yibum only applies when both brothers are kosher. Kamash Mahan, that we don't say that. That's the Chiddush in the Mishnah. Don't think that since we learn now from the Gzeira Shava that it's paternal brothers, maybe we should include that it has to be paternal kosher brothers. Kamash Malan, brothers are brothers.
What's Kamash Malan?
What do you mean, what's the Kamash Malan?
Learn
out from Nayaku. So maybe we should learn it out. Dr. Gemara, Kivin the Indian Yibo Miftipater, Miftik Nami Dabi. Since we will learn out that a son that's illegitimate absolves the person's wife from Yibum, that will be learned out from a pasuk. So we will see that even though the son is an illegitimate child, still the mother, not the mother, the husband, the father's wife doesn't go to Yibum because the father had a child. So we see illegitimate children count as children. Once they count as children, they count as brothers as well. Meaning, had we not had a pasuk that if Reuven has a son, a mamzer, it absolves his wife from Yibum, I would have said, you're right, brothers that are mamzerim don't obligate women on Yibum either. But once you showed me that when it came to children, illegitimate children were considered children for Hilchas Yibum, meaning they absolved their father's wives from Yibum, so just like it's counted as a son, it's counted as a brother. Rashi. He married a woman and died and didn't have any children from any of his wives. But he had one child, a mamzer. Turman Ayibum Shil Hamamzer. Ben Baila. Ben Engloi. And the word Engloi could have said Ein Loi without a Yud, and it says with a Yud, Ayin Olav. Check it out. Does he have biological children? That Ayin Olav says, go the extra mile. A child that you would think is not a child, the Torah is telling me is a child. Miskik Zakik, the Eishas Achav L'Yibum, Shafila Ein Kan Achav L'Mamzer, even if the only brother around is a Mamzer, Zez Kuka L'Chalut, Mamzer Zez, Kukal Khalitza, she needs Khalitza. She can't have Yibum because it's a Chai Velavim, but she can have Khalitza.
So it's Chai Velavim, therefore?
So we don't let Yibum, right? Midrabanan, Zerabi Arishai, not to be a
Shir.
Yeah, they have to be, because if not, ain't no you may not look at it. The Akiva look all over. The Mishnah also threw in the line that they considered brothers for everything. What does everything mean? Mama Yokasa. The Yarshai, Litamaloi. Inherits him. The Mamzer will inherit his kosher brother, or vice versa. And the Aloha is, so the person's a Kayan, and he has a brother that's a Mamzer. Now, a Kayan is not allowed to be Metame only to seven relatives, one of them being a brother. But this is an illegitimate brother. Can a Kayan be Metame to an illegitimate brother? The answer is yes. Practice Marbshita Akivu. It's his brother. Where do you see that he can't? Why do you need to say that he can? Why would you think he can't? The Torah said, brother, this is a brother. Why would you think brother only means legitimate brother? Let me speak this out outside, we'll see it inside. One of the seven people that a kohen can be matamah to is a spouse. However, if it's an illegal spouse, he's not allowed to be matamah to her. Let's say a kohen would marry a grusha, and the grusha would die. The kohen can't be matamah. It's exeris hakasav. And even though the Torah allows a kohen to be matamah to his spouse, it's only a spouse that is legal. I didn't say valid. This is a valid spouse. It's illegal. The Torah says specifically, a kohen cannot be matamah to a spouse that's illegal. So maybe the Torah is revealing to me that all illegal relatives are non-relatives. Maybe just like illegal spouses, a kohen can't be matamah to. Maybe an illegal brother, a result of an illegal relationship, maybe he can't be matamah to them too. That's why the Mishnah had to tell me no. Spouse is spouse, brother is brother. Let's read it inside. The Torah says a person can be matamah to his spouse. V'yomer mar, shera zubishtai. And we learned that shera means wife. And we have a passage that says the husband cannot be matamah to the one that makes his children halalim, to an illegal marriage. Yes, baal matamah shematamah. There are husbands that can be matamah to their spouses. The yes, baal shei matamah. And then there are husbands that can't be matamah to their spouses. Okay, tzad. Matamah hu le'ishtek shera. He can be matamah to a legitimate wife. Ve'ei matamah le'ishtem sula. Hachinami, I would think. Matamah hu la'ach kasher. Ve'ei matamah la'ach basel. That's like a mashmalan. The Mishnah comes to tell me not that way. Frek the Gemara ve'ei mochinami. Who says? Maybe not. But the Gemara hasem la'fuki kai ma'ocha ochevu. There we want to break the relationship. It's an illegal marriage. We're out to destroy it. Here, it's a biological relationship. It cannot be destroyed. The Torah didn't mean that he can't be matamah to his illegal wife because it's illegal. It's because it shouldn't be his wife. Here, it shouldn't be his brother. It's a fact. It can be changed. There it can be changed. Rashi. Yes.
Can a kohen have a mamzer or only a
fellow? A kohen can have a mamzer. If he marries a mamzeres, if he marries his sister, chalal comes from women that are only banned to him as a kayan. Any woman that's banned to him as a Yisrael, as a Jew, he would have the same mamzer that a Jew would have. He has an extra special thing that if he marries a woman that's banned to him as a kayan, the kids are chalalim.
They're still Yisrael. Chalalim are still Yisrael.
Yeah, correct. Chalalim are kosher yid. They're Yisrael. They get shlishi, not first aliyah. Chol son is a chol, it's machlokes. But chol marries a bat Yisrael, the kid is a chol, the answer is yes.
So, is this chol that has a brother that was missing? Is that legal?
Why not?
She doesn't want to make chol.
She has no option. There's no answer for her to marry a chol. Since when can a woman marry a chol?
She doesn't want to make Molly chol.
No worse than me. I don't get Grishin either. I don't duken either.
Yeah, but
I don't eat truma either.
They're kahanim.
They're not kahanim.
They don't get called kohen. They don't get called up for kohen.
They can't. They're not kahanim. They become Yisraelim. That's why, you know, they have a test now, a genetic test, that they can prove who's kahanim. That they have a certain marker that shows that they came from one person. And they say that 98% of Kahanim have it. Now, that doesn't prove they're kosher Kahanim. because the genetic marker is there biologically. It could be a cholo, and he still has the genetic marker. That is why that wouldn't be a usable proof to prove that somebody's a kayin. It proves that he comes from Aaron HaKayin biologically, but it won't prove that he's a kashur kayin because it's possible that he's a cholo.
Because he's dead.
I don't know. I once read that they have this test.
Where can you get it? At LabCorp?
VaughnAncestry.com.
Rashi. That's Rashi. Letame lo yim kayin hu v'loy ach mamzer metame lo.
The code has a follow to set it to point.
What?
The code has a follow.
The father? No. No. The kayin who makes the cholo can go on living as a kayin. You know, if there would be a godless world, you're right. But because we believe in God, he'll take care of it. The guy will get punished for making a cholo. A woman that takes drugs and causes a child to be crippled, right, deformed, because of her drug taking, still goes on and lives a normal life, even though she caused this to her child. In a godless world, that's very unfair. What?
They live with that punishment, not their knowledge.
Okay, so the kayan will live with the knowledge that he made chalolim if it bothers him.
A kohen can be mitami to his mom's or son?
Yes. The son.
And why is it, you said yes, right?
Yes.
And why is the mamzer not a kohen?
Mamzer can't be a kohen. He's a mamzer.
Is that midoraisa or midrabanan?
Right. A mamzer can't be a kayin. If a chol can't be a kayin, a mamzer for sure can't be a kayin.
And they're not part of Sheva Levi?
No, they become Yisraelim. Just like a chol becomes not part of Sheva Levi. He can't have a second Ali either. Whatever Kedushas Kahuna Leviya there is cannot apply to a chol or to a mamzer. He can get Shlishi. He can be a Reshiva. No, he can't eat Truma. Like I can't eat Truma. In all reality, except for the fact that my kid is not a chol and his kid is a chol, really, he's not any worse off than I am, the chol.
He become a shevetless.
What?
He become a shevetless. He doesn't have a shevet.
Correct. Well, I don't know. Look, I mean, nachla, then I don't know. I mean, I don't know where he would live. I don't know. But Navy doesn't have a nachla. They live in the cities of the Levium. I don't know if they kick him out. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. He's like me. He can't eat truma, he can't do chum, either can I. Can't get the first aliyah, either can I. Can't do pinyin abad, either can I. He can't do avayit in the Beis HaMikdash, either can I. I think the only kain in the room is Avraham. All of us. When the Beis HaMikdash gets built, we'll watch Avraham from afar. He's nice enough to wave to us.
We'll see him on
Air Pesach. You'll see him the rest of the year too if you bring a carbon. You know, but that's a fact. A call is not going to be any worse stuff than that. It's just sad because he does come from the Kahuna line. He would have been eligible if his father would have married the right woman, but that's, you know.
I will take the test with the exception. I will take
it
with any question.
I'll get back to that. It wasn't meant for that purpose. That wasn't the purpose of the conversation. Dr. Rashi, Ulatame loyim kayin hu v'loy achmamzim etame loyim sherei zu ishtai. Lafuki kayin mehukachlav ishtai, it's not his wife. Again, I want to mention this now because some people might get up early. Next week, due to the fact that I noticed my schedule change, we're going to be starting at 10 to 7, 10 to 6, till 6:25. because I have to leave at 6:25 and I don't want to just learn for 25 minutes, if possible. So we're going to be starting at 10 to 6 tomorrow and learn to 6:25 next week. The week after, which is Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, we'll start at 10 to 6 and learn until 6:15. Because I daven slichas, I daven slichas to Shem Shabbos, and therefore that's the schedule made. So again, next week starting Monday morning, there's no Sunday, starting Monday morning, 10 to 6, till 6:25.
We're not learning the Palayot.
We're going to learn Palayot after Sukkot. Start to give our night. Chutz mimi shiesh le'ach min ha-shivcha and min ha-vedes kechavim. And the Gemara wants to know why by a shivcha isn't the brother considered a brother. A shivcha is not a guy. My time up. It's talking about over there when an Eved Ivri marries a Shivcha Kananis. The Pasuk says the Eved Ivri goes free and he leaves his wife, his Shivcha wife, and her children to the master. That means they're not his children. They become chattel. Rashi, Aisha Viladah, B'Shivcha Ksiv. That is written by Shivcha. Mishi Eshli Ben Mikol Mokum Paiter. Mikol Mokum Lasuya Mai, what is that coming to include? Amar of Yehuda Lasuya Mamzer. By Taima, the Amar Krol Ben Einloi, it spells it with an Yud. Could have said Einloi without a Yud, like the Pasuk says multiple times. Rashi will bring them. Ayin Olav, check it out. Look to see if he has a child that you wouldn't think is a child, and he is a child, and that is a Mamzer. Rashi. Now Rashi is bothered. Why didn't the Gemara explain why a child from a Gaisha lady is not a child? That will be explained later. He will remove your child. The Gemara will tell it later. We'll leave that for later. Ben Einloi, Matzil Lemichta Ben Einloi without a Yud. I mean, the Kedushin Ein Kesef. Ein Yavami. My Yavama refuses. Ein Bila. Lachi Kesef I Ein with a Yud. The Midrash Ayin Olaf. Check him out. If he has a child as a mamzer, he paters his father's wife from Yibu. Not to give my advice.
What if Eved Nani has a child with his shifa, and then he was shukra?
No relationship.
Childless,
it's not possible, he's a ger. See, it's interesting, an Eved Kanani is not a guy. He's more Jewish than Gaius, but he's still not a Jew. When he becomes free, he's like a ger. He starts with a clean slate. He has no relatives.
His children are related.
No.
Once he's
a shukra,
he has two boys, and they can...
Yeah, once he's a shukra, a ger can also do that. A ger marries and has Jewish children. They are completely Jewish.
Two Eved Kananis, they're brothers?
They're not brothers. But that's not a sugya here, it's a sugya in Sanhedrin. He's not completely Jewish. He's more Jewish than Gaius, but he's not completely Jewish.
After shukra, he's fully Jewish.
Right, but the question is, does he have to go to mikvah? So he becomes fully Jewish. Right. But Eved Kanani doesn't have relatives.
Not even brothers.
Nothing.
It's Goy, you just said the Chai of Misa, then comes a gear.
Right. So Sugi and Sanhedrin. Yes, remind you.
Is the son of the Shivcha Kanani, he's an Eved Kanani, right? Is he related to his mother?
Martin Sanhedrin says not, but we're not going to get into that now. So Sugyan Sanhedrin. Can an Eved live with his mother, but it's not for now. Everybody, have a wonderful Shabbos, 10 to 6 Monday morning.